Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 through 16. The Reverend Doug Gribbenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this day comes from 1 Timothy in chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift you have, which was given you by prophecy when the council of elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by so doing, you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this letter to Timothy, right, a young pastor, right? Do not let your youth be looked down upon. Now, many of the fourth year seminarians, they were a bit younger than I was. I went to seminary a little later in life, so they were young pups, 26 years old. So we probably think of Timothy as being maybe 26 years old, just because that's our context. But in the first century Jewish world there, they considered a young man to be anyone under the age of 40. So sadly, I'm not a young man anymore, right? But do not despise the youth, because it's not that matter of youthfulness that makes one a mature Christian. See, earlier in his epistle, as Paul is going through all the things that describe what this family of God is like in that local context, in the church, of pastor and people, of husbands and wives, of men and women, adults and children, of youth and of aged. He also speaks that pastors or bishops should not be recent converts. Part of the challenge is that we are immersed in a world that is filled with false teaching, false belief, other religions, other gods. So it's not a matter of this youthfulness, but a matter of fidelity, of maturity in the faith, of holding fast. And that's what Paul is talking about here. To hold fast to these things that you, Timothy, have been given. Do not neglect the gift you have. Speaking to a pastor, one of very few people, one of very few men, whom the Lord has called with the privilege and the rather terrifying responsibility to preach, to teach, to proclaim salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus, and to refute the false teachers, the false belief, the false gods that have so saturated our world. Do not neglect the gift you have. And one of my dear friends sometimes complains, not often, that occasionally the Bible studies on KFUO radio can devolve into what she calls pastors talking to pastors, where we talk shop, we use the inside lingo. Half of our words are either Greek or Latin, sometimes Hebrew. And no one else except the two of us understand what we're saying. Well, I'm going to take a minute here to talk pastor to pastors. But it's also for you, so don't tune out. Because much of what Paul is describing here with Timothy is how we are to live, especially with pastors, that we are to set an example. All Christians baptized into Christ bear his name, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on your forehead, on your heart. You are an ambassador of our Lord in this world. People who do not know the one true living God will know something of him by the way you conduct yourself, by the words that you say, by the way in which you treat other people. It is true of each and every one of us baptized into Christ, but especially true of the pastors held to a higher responsibility, to a higher ambassadorship. One of the hard things for pastors is to be faithful. And that's not to say that they don't love God, but in a world that treasures peace and civility and tolerance, well, that just goes right against everything we know of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. No matter how good and kind and civically righteous or wonderful that person may be, if they are not redeemed by Christ Jesus, they stand under the condemnation. So one of the things my wife got me when I graduated seminary was a bookmark. One of the first things I had with that title, Reverend, in front of my name. And it was a quote from Martin Luther. Now don't quote me. In fact, I'm not even, there's not an attribution here, so this may be one of those that's not actually Luther, but it sounds like him. But I'd like to think it is. Peace, if possible. Truth at all costs. Do not neglect the gift you have, brothers, which was given you by prophecy, that is just to speak what is true, what has been revealed, with the laying on of hands, confirming that the people in that place called you to be their pastor. To care for them, to nourish them, to give them the word, the sacrament, and to call them to repentance when they stray. Peace, if possible. Truth at all costs. So do not neglect this gift you have. Instead, rather, practice these things. Immerse yourselves in them. That is, in the worship service. In the service planning, the liturgy of the church. Brothers, don't pass this off. Don't do it at the last minute because you think it doesn't really matter. We do the same thing every week. And don't also toy with it and try to make God's word more exciting. It's already exciting enough. But focus and immerse yourself in that worship service planning. In the readings, right? The readings in the church. But then also focus on the exhortation and the teaching. The privilege you have to speak not your opinion, the responsibility you have to speak the whole counsel of God, even when it is hurtful, even when it goes against everything the world says. Be bold, peace if possible, but truth at all costs. And of the teaching. Spend that time guiding and discussing and wrestling with God's word, with the lady, with your people. And explain the Greek and the Hebrew and the Latin, those words that you speak inside language lingo between the pastors and the pastors. If I could learn those languages, so can they. But especially to my brothers who are in called positions outside the church. And that's one of the things that's been really strange for me. being called to a radio station, not to a congregation with sheep that I can touch and smell and feel and love and care for, or to be called into an administrative position. How absolutely strange. From a pulpit to a desk with Excel spreadsheets and Word documents and meetings. Peace if possible, truth at all costs, yes. But it's an easy thing then to become immersed in these things that are not that gift. Not the exercise of that office of the ministry, of the divine worship service, of the liturgy, of preaching, teaching. The real joys of what it is to be called into the office of the ministry. To be a curate of souls. Instead, we get immersed in the spreadsheets and the meetings and the business of things. But do not neglect that gift, as I sometimes have. Make time in your administrative role to study the scriptures, to write a sermon, to visit with people. As a Christian, as a brother and sister in Christ. In many ways, to the laity I say, I have great empathy for you. When I was in the parish, my job was the word. But you, brothers and sisters, you have to make that diligent effort to find that time to study the Word, to be in the Word, to learn and cherish and love our liturgy, our hymns. Because your secular job is not built around that. So as I find myself in a more administrative role, it's like I'm back on the other side of the rail. Finding that time, and it's good. Brothers, office of the ministry, it is a wonderful gift. Do not neglect it. Be in that word. Immerse yourself in it, as Paul says. But brothers and sisters in Christ, you who have not been called to the office of the ministry, do the same likewise. Immerse yourself in these wonders of our life together. Listen to the preaching. Listen to the teaching. Find the time to be in church on Sunday. And, as we are to bear one another's burdens, look to your pastor, look to the pastors in your life, especially those of us here at the IC. Let us encourage one another. Encourage your pastor to be immersed in these things. To spend his time in the Word, in the preaching, in the teaching. And in the life we enjoy and have as brothers and sisters, fellow workers in the kingdom, and indeed, as Pastor Denzer had said, a holy priesthood, that our prayers are heard by God. For the hope we have is in this one true living God, Christ Jesus, who is the Savior of all. But especially to those who believe, to those who have the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on our foreheads and upon our hearts. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.